This is the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Sanhedrin, Tape Number 1. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis, or those who have learned through the Masechta. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key klolim of the Masechta. However, it is possible that on occasion, something will not be reflected correctly.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Rabbi Yeshua ben Harav Chaim Weg, Zichron Livroche. Our Magid Shia is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We are now beginning Be'ezras Hashem Masechta Sanhedrin. As background, Tosfos explains that once we finish up the three Bavas, Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, and Bava Basra, which explain the halachas of Nezikin, we now must explain in what manner we judge these halachas, i.e. Bate Dinim, courts. These courts included the official Sanhedrin, which was referred to as the Beis Din HaGadol. This was located in the Beis HaMikdash. It was kind of like the Supreme Court. There were 71 members to the Sanhedrin. A lower level of Beis Din was one of 23 Dayanim, and an even lower level of Beis Din was one of three people. And the Mishnah says, Dine Mamanis Bishlesha. To judge Hilchas Mamanis, you need three people. Dine Gzelis is also with three people. The halachas of damages are also with three people. In cases of rape, an Einis, or Mefata, where a woman was convinced to have illegal relationships, or Maitzi Shemra, Rameir says this is also judged with three people. The Chachamim say that Maitzi Shemra is with 23 people, since there could be capital punishment. And when you have a case of potential capital punishment, you always need 23 people. An Avera, in which a lav was violated and would lead to Malkus, for that you need a Beis Din of three people. Rabbi Shmuel says you need 23 people. The Mishnah continues by saying, Kiddush HaChodesh, in order to determine when Rosh Chodesh is, or to determine if a year is a leap year, that is decided upon with a Beis Din of three people. We know that Hillel was Mesaken the calendar, which we use today as the basis of all the Yomim Tovim and when Rosh Chodesh falls out in any particular month. In it, that particular calendar, in our calendar, we have 12 months, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, and so on. 5 of those months have 30 days. 5 of those months have 29 days. 2 of the months, Cheshvan and Kislev, vary from year to year. Sometimes they both have 29 days. Sometimes they both have 30 days, and sometimes one of them has 29 days, and one of them has 30 days. If both have 30 days, then the total Jewish year is 355 days, and the year is called Mole. If one has 29 days and one has 30 days, then the year ends up having 354 days. This is called a Shnas Kisidron. If both have 29 days, the year ends up having 353 days, and the year is called a Shnas Chaser. In addition to this, we know that the Jewish year, which is based on the lunar calendar, on the moon, going around the earth, as we mentioned before, a typical year, Kisidron, is 354 days. At the same time, we know that the regular calendar is based on the solar year, the time it takes for the earth to circle around the sun. This year is 365 days, which means every Jewish year is 11 days shorter than the Goyish year. But we know from the Torah that Pasuk says that Pesach must be b'chodesh ha'aviv, which means that if every year, Jewish year, turns out to be 11 days shorter than the solar year, it ends up that after 10 years, Pesach would fall out in December. Therefore, they were mesaken the concept of leap years. In a leap year, we add an extra month of Adar. These leap years occur 7 times every 19 years, in years number 3, 6, 8, 11, 14, 17, and 19. This year, for example, Tavshin Nun He is the 17th year of the 19-year cycle, and therefore it was a leap year. The purpose of this, of course, is to adjust the years, so it ends up that although the lunar calendar and the solar calendar are not exactly running neck and neck from one year to the next, but at the end of the 19-year cycle, they basically fall out at the same point in time, and this keeps Pesach b'chodesh ha'aviv. This is all true today. However, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, the calendar was not set in this way, but rather determining on when Edom came and saw the new moon, so on and so forth, this Bezdin of three people would be Kaveya when Rosh Chodesh would fall out in a particular month, and would also decide whether a year should be a leap year or should not be a leap year. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says in the Mishnah that discussions about whether a year should be a leap year or a regular year, or whether Rosh Chodesh should be on the 29th day or on the 30th day, these discussions begin with three people, but should finish with seven people. The mitzvah of chalitza is determined with three people. Donations of land to Hekdesh need nine people plus a kohen. Dinei nefashos, i.e. whether someone should be put through capital punishment or not, always needs a bezdin of 23 people. And to kill an ox who killed a person, you also need a bezdin of 23 people. To go out to a melchemes rishus, you need a bezdin of 71 people. Of course, there's a melchemes mitzvah as well as a melchemes rishus. This would be a melchama, like, for example, against Amalek. To create an ir hanidachas, this is a city which is determined to have been oved avodah zarah, you need a bezdin of 71 people. The Mishnah says the Sanhedrin HaGedola is 71 people, and they sat in the Lishkas HaGozis, which was in the Beis HaMikdash. The original Bezdin was of Zakenim, including Moshe Rabbeinu. This medium Bezdin, i.e. the one of 23 people, is learned from Eda, Eda, the Shaftu Eda, the Hitzila Eda, in Bamidbor, Lamed Hei. Eda, we know, is always equal to 10 people, as we learned from the Meraglim. There were 10 bad Meraglim, who were called the Eda. Therefore, Eda, Eda, which is this pasuk, Shaftu Eda v'Yitzila HaEda, is equal to 2 times 10. That is 20 plus 3 more, we learn from the pasuk of Acharei Rabim Lahatais. Rabim means you always have to have a majority. You can't have a set opinion of 2. Therefore, you need 3 more, and therefore you come out to 23. Incidentally, it's from this Eda that we learn the inyan of that a minyan has to be with 10 people. The Mishnah finally says that in order to be big enough to have a Bezdin, a city must have at least 120 people. Rav Nechemya says the city must have 230 people. And the Gemara says, when we say Dinei Mominus is Bishleisha, this doesn't include Halvos, loans. In that, in normal Dinei Mominus, you need 3 Edim Mumchim, but by Halvos, they can just be Hedyaitis. They don't have to be Mumchim. In the case of a shomer, there is no difference between a maida b'miktzas and a kaifer bakal, a person who is maida on half of it, or a person who says that nothing happened at all. He's kaifer bakal. But by a loan, a maida b'miktzas is chayev to make a shvua, while a kaifer bakal is potter. This is because if someone lends money, the borrower would never have the chutzpah to lie completely to the lender's face. Therefore, we say he's potter from a shvua. If he completely denies it, it must be that he didn't borrow the money at all. If he was lying, he would only deny part of it. He wouldn't have the chutzpah to deny all of it. So if he's maidim miktas, we make him swear because there's a good probability that he's lying. Daf Gimel. Reb Chanina said anything related to dinei mamonis and dinei nefashis, we must have drisha v'chakira, proper investigation to ensure that the edim are reliable and their edus is credible. This is learned from Mishpat Echad Yielachem, from Vayikra Chaf Dalet. And the Chachamim say, Dinei Mamonis don't need Drisha v'Chakira, since Kedei Shlei Sinal Delas Bifnei Lovin, in order not to close the door on borrowers. I.e., if a lender knows to get his money back, he'll have to go through a major Drisha v'Chakira, he wouldn't lend money at all. Therefore, we don't require Drisha v'Chakira in the case of loans. Shmuel says that if two Dayanim Paskin, i.e., instead of three Dayanim, just two Dayanim make a Psak, we say that the Psak stands and it's good, although they're reprimanded from going against the takana of Bezdin, which normally requires three dayanim. Rava says, midaraisa, you must have three dayanim. Therefore, if just two dayanim paskin, the psak is no good. The Gemara says, by nezek, you need three dayanim. Why does the Mishnah have to specifically cite this particular case of nezek? It should already be included with chavalos, where we also need three. The Gemara answers, we list nezek due to the case of chatzi nezek, which is really a knas, versus Chavala, or Nezek Shalem, which is considered Mamain. This is only good if you hold Chatzi Nezek is considered a Knas, i.e. Palga Niska Knasa, but not if you hold Chatzi Nezek is considered Mamaina. In that case, you wouldn't be able to answer this because it's already included in Mamain. People in general say when you have a court case, you go to the judges, not to the Hedyot. If two Dayanim say a man is innocent, and one says he's guilty, we say that he's innocent, because we have Rav that say he's innocent. If two say guilty, then he's guilty, also because of Rav. And since by Dine Nefashas we go after Rav, Kal Vachemer we go after Rav by Dine Mamanis. To Paskin for Dine Mamanis, we need three Dayanim. Rabbi says we need five, so we'll have at least three who decide as a Rav. 3 + 2 = 5. And this is meaning by the Gemar Din, we'll have at least three that Paskin in the majority, which Paskin according to the fact that he's either guilty or he's innocent. Daftal. Rabbi Yitzchak said, many Tanoim, including Beis Shammai, hold Yesh Eim Lamikra. We darshan the Pasuk according to the way it is read. So if a word has a Vav, it's considered Lashon Rabbim. It's considered plural. The Rabbanan say, Yesh Eim Lamisaris. So you darshan via the way the Pasuk is written, not by the way it's read. This can be learned from numerous psukim. For example, it says the word basukais, the mitzvah of sukkah, it says it 3 different times. By one place, it says basukais with a vav. This is a Lashon Rabbim, so this is like 2. And in 2 places, it says basukais without a vav, so this is 1 each. So that's equal to 4. According to the way the Rabbanan learn, yesh eim l'misaris. Therefore, these 4, the 2 which constitute the Rabbim, plus the other 2, which each one of them constitutes a yachid, that's equal to 2 + 1 + 1 = 4. Therefore, we learn we have 4 machitzais in a sukkah. However, one of the sukkahs is used for the general halacha of sukkah, so you're now left with 3 machitzas. And since the halacha l'maisha mi-sinai says 1 machitza can be just a tefach, you end up with 2 walls, plus a 3rd with at least a tefach. Rabbi Shimon learns, yesh eim l'mikra. All are read as rabbim, because each time you read it, sukkais, sukkais, and sukkais. There's no differentiation when you read it, although when you write it, one has a vav and one and the other 2 don't. But when you read it, they all sound the same. Therefore, each are considered rabbim, rabbim, and rabbim. So you end up with 6 machitzas. 1 pasuk is needed legufa, as we mentioned before. Therefore, you're now down to 4, because you've used up one of the sukkais, you're now down to 4 machitzas. The halacha l'maisha mi-sinai says one of them can be with a tefach. Therefore, you end up with 3 walls plus 1 wall that it only has to be a tefach. Rabbi Akiva learns all this from the case of Dam, which is Metama Ba'il. Where it says in the Parshias of Shema, the words L'taita Fais, twice without a vav, and once with a vav. From here we learn the halacha of 4 Parshias, since we have 4 vavs. And we can see from here, Yesh Eim L'Misaris. We go after how it's written, not how it's read. And finally, from Le'Sevashel Gedi B'Chalev Imai, we learn out that Basar B'Chalev is only Asr Midaraisa if it's mixed B'Derech Bishel. Daf Hey. Authority given to a Rav to Paskin Shailas in Bavel will also work in Eretz Yisrael. However, if authority was given to Paskin Shailas in Eretz Yisrael, it will not work in Bavel. The title of Yoira is given if one can Paskin Dine Iser V'Heter. The title of Yodin is said if one can Paskin Dine Mamanis. But a Tana cannot Paskin anything without Rishas. Gemara says a Talmud is not allowed to Paskin in the presence of his Rebbe unless he is at least 3 parsois away, unless it's needed to keep someone from transgressing an Iser. This, for example, is the story of the Kayan Cholol in the cemetery, Ayin in Rashi. Finally, to pronounce a Psak Bezdin, you need 3 Dayanim. To form a compromise, however, 2 Dayanim are enough. Tafav. If a Dayan made a guilty person innocent, or vice versa, or he made something Tahar into something Tameh, or vice versa, the Psak stands, but he must compensate the person for their monetary loss. Shikul Hadas is when we have a Machloikis Tanaim, or a Machloikis Amoraim, and we don't have a final Psak. We paskin that if we have a pshara, a compromise, we still need a kinyan. The Gemara says once the litigants come to Bezdin for a psak, it is usur to make a pshara, and any dayan who does this isn't doing the ratzon Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Aaron HaKohen used to try and create a compromise before they came to Bezdin. He was oyev shalom, the right of shalom. One who doesn't make a bracha before he eats, it's like he steals from Hashem. The Gemara says if you have 1 strong litigant and 1 weak one, you can delay the psak if needed to ensure that the strong one doesn't terrorize the weaker one. The Gemara says Edim should always know who they're testifying for, i.e. they're testifying for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They have to be honest, of course. The Dayanim need to realize who they're judging for, i.e. for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they need to be very careful, as the pasuk in Tehillim, capital Pebe, says, Elokim nitzav badaskel. If one has kavana to be honest, even if you make a mistake, it will not be held against you. A gemar din is when the psak actually is spoken, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, that it is okay to make a pshara even after the gemar din. Dapsayin. Rabbi Hamnuna said, the first judgment in Shemayim is made on what a person didn't learn in Torah. So a person always has to learn Torah in this world as much as he possibly can. Rav Huna says, when it comes to a quarrel, it's like a small stream that comes from a flood of water. It starts off as a small stream that can be stopped, but once it breaks through the dikes, it floods, and then it's too late. At the beginning, a ganav can steal unnoticed, but eventually he'll be caught. The same thing is true with an avera. The first few times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu may not punish a person, but eventually he'll catch up with you. The Gemara says there are three averas that Hashem didn't bring the gullus, but for the fourth, he did. Yisrael recommended to Moshe Rabbeinu, in order to keep the peace, that he institute intermediate dayanim so that they could help paskin some of the smaller shilas. We know that Hashem came within 10 tvachim of the ground here in this world to us. As we know, the Arayin was 9 tvachim high, and the Kaparis was an additional 1 tefach on top. This is equal to 10 tvachim, and we know that Hashem came down up to the top of the Kaparis. The Gemara says if a dayan gives a correct psak, he causes the Shechina to dwell in Klal Yisrael. If he doesn't, he causes it to leave Klal Yisrael. If a dayan incorrectly judges on purpose, i.e. intentionally, Hashem will take away his neshama. A dayan should think of himself with a sword between his legs to be sure he understands the einish if there is dishonesty. Anyone who sets up a dayan who isn't hagun, it's like he sets up an asherah tree for avodah zarah, since the psukim of shayftim v'shaytrim and asherah are near each other. Bar Kapara said, a dayan should think very carefully before he gives a psak. Bezdin should not listen to one litigant before the other litigant is present. It's always best to try and make a pshara first. Only if this pshara doesn't work, this compromise doesn't work, should the dayan go and paskin in favor of one of the litigants. Tafches. From the pasuk of Kekotan Kagodol Tishmon in Devarim Perak Aleph, Reish Lakish says we learn that a small case of one pruta is just as chashev as a large case which involves a lot of money. From the story of Bnei Slavchad, we learn that Megalgalin Schus al Yidei Zakai, a Schus is learned via a tzaddik. And from Mekoshish Eitzim, we learn that Megalgalin Cheva al Yidei Chayev. We learn that the whole halachas of something which is an Avera is learned from someone who is a Rasha. The Gemara says Zimun requires three people. This may mean a Mezumin for benching, or a Zimun, inviting someone to come to Bezdin for a Dentira. But both of those require three people. If a man simply wants to be Teivea Mamein, he needs only three Edom. And if the husband brings Edom Zayimimin, the father of the girl, he was Maitzi Shemran, can be Teivea from him, money, because of the lies he spread about his daughter. The Gemara says if a person tries to push someone to be Eved Avodah Zarah, he can potentially become Chayav for Misa even without Hasra, even without a warning. And finally, a person who is a Chaver, i.e. a Talmud Chacham, does not need to have Hasra either. Daftes. The Midah of Schar is greater than the Midah of Einish. So if someone is a secondary perpetrator of a crime and he's punished, surely the assistant to a mitzvah gets Schar. The Gemara says a person cannot be Chayav Misa unless the Edim who testify on Pliny are the exact same Edim who give the Hasra, the warning to Pliny. In general, we know that even though the Torah only requires the Edus of two witnesses to verify something, if many witnesses come together to testify as a group, they all must be Edim that are valid. Rabbi Akiva says, even if only one single witness out of a group of 100 Edim is discovered to be pasul, not qualified to testify, for example, he's a relative of someone, then the entire Edus of the whole group is disqualified. The Gemara explains, however, that a disqualified witness who observes a murder, for example, as is brought in Kuntres al Adaf, he acts to disqualify all the qualified Edim on the scene, only if the Ed Pasul indicates his intent at the time to act in the capacity of a witness. The Gemara says, for example, that if the Ed Pasul issued Hasra, a warning, telling the murderer that he will incur capital punishment for his forbidden act, that would be taken as an indication that he intended to serve as a witness on the case, and all the witnesses in the group would then be disqualified along with him. However, an aide pustel who merely happened to observe the murder in the capacity of a simple bystander does not automatically taint the testimony of the valid witnesses. The Rambam in Hilchas Eidus Perakei Halacha He points out that this is not to say that someone who happened to observe a murder is not a valid witness to the murder just because he did not view it with the express intent to testify, but the halacha is that even such a witness is considered valid. The Ksais HaChayshin in Chayshin Mishpat Simen Lamed Vav Sifkat and Aleph comments accordingly that it's important at a chasana to expressly designate two edim to the kedushin. This is what we do today. We know that the act of kedushin can only take effect in the presence of two valid witnesses, edei kiyum. According to the Shach, if none of the guests at the wedding were expressly designated as witnesses, the kedushin would be pasul by virtue of the fact that included in many witnesses that are watching the kedushin are edim psulim. Since there are undoubtedly many relatives present at the chasana, they would automatically disqualify the entire group of witnesses unless at least two witnesses were separated and designated as the witness, not just as casual observers. And in fact, this is how we do it today, that we specifically appoint two Edei Kedushin that are designated as separated from the rest of the crowd, so as not to get into the Shiloh of the Shach, where since there's so many relatives sitting in the room where the Kedushin is taking place, all of those relatives, or some of them, could come and passel all the Edim, and we'd be left with no Edei Kedushin. Therefore, we separate and designate two specific Edei Kedushin at every chasana. The Gemara says that the husband brought Edim that the man's wife was Mazana, i.e., if they're correct, she'll be Chayav Misa, and then the father brings Edim to prove that the first pair of Edim are Zaymimin. They get Misa because of Kasher Zamam. This is what they wanted to put this man's wife to death. But they don't have to pay money because of Kamle Bidarabamine, because they only get the harsher of the punishments, i.e. once they're Mechuyav Misa, they're putter from paying Mammon. But if the Edim came and turned the Edi Ha'av into Zaymimin, the Edi Ha'av are Chayav, both Misa and Mammon. They're Chayav Misa since they wanted to make the Edi Ha'bal Chayav Misa, and they're Chayav Mammon since they wanted to make the Baal pay 100 shkolim. And since the two Einshim were for two different sets of people, we don't say Kimle Bidarabamine. Finally, Rava says, a person can't say bad edus against himself, since he's a karev to himself. Adam karev etzal atzmai. And a karev, a relative, is not allowed to say edus on himself. But if at the same time he says edus against someone else, we do believe him via the halacha of palginan dibura. I.e. we believe the edus about someone else, but we don't believe the edus about himself, because of Adam karev etzal atzmai. Tafyut. A case of malchus needs three dayanim. This is learned from Alpi Shnayim. But since we need a Bezdin Shakal, a Bezdin which could potentially have a majority, i.e. 2 out of 3, we add an additional third aid. But Malkus cannot be given for a lav she'ein boi maisa. The Gemara says before we give Malkus, we assess a person's strength to see if he can handle the full 39 Malkus, or maybe he gets less since he's too frail to handle a full 39. For an Ibriyar, we need 3 Dayanim. For Kiddush HaChodesh, Rebbe Elazar Reb Tzadok says that if the moon wasn't sighted early, you do not need Kiddush HaChodesh at all. The month will always have 30 days, and that month becomes Mole, since Kfar Kiddush Shamayim. It's obvious from Shamayim that it was supposed to have 30 days. Reb Nachman says, you do need Kiddush HaChodesh under these circumstances. Reb Eliezer says, Bezdin is never Mekadesh the month. Daf Yud Aleph. A Dayan cannot participate in declaring a leap year, unless he's invited to participate with the group. The Gemara says Hashem protects guilty people from embarrassment by including a lot of people in the rebuke, like by the mun. Some people went out from the machne to collect mun even on Shabbos. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Teichacha, he included even Moshe Rabbeinu in the Teichacha. Ad ona ma'antem. When will all of you start to listen? When Molested and Neviim died, Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi, Ruach HaKadosh left Klal Yisrael. But the Baskoil, the idea of having a baskal, that remained in Klal Yisrael. It was said on Hillel that the Shechina would have rested on him, except the generation was not roy lekach. The Gemara says someone who was killed by the king isn't given a regular hesped, but we hurry the burial so as not to create a sakana for everyone else. The Gemara says we do not add an extra month or create a leap year, except for good reason. What would be considered a good reason? If there's a lot of rain that will affect the bridges and the right-of-way for people going up to Yerushalayim, or to ensure that Pesach comes out in the Chodesh Aviv, this is a good reason to add an extra month. And today we add an extra month of Adar. Conversely, the Gemara here says that in a year of food shortages, Beis Din would not declare a leap year, because by adding an extra month and delaying Pesach, the grain supply which was grown the previous year, i.e. Yashan, would deplete before Pesach, leaving the people with nothing to eat. Because now we have to wait an extra month until we could turn what is now Chadash into Yashan. The Ramban, as is brought in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Kuf Nun Gimel, brings what we mentioned before, that it used to be that they would declare Kiddush HaChodesh through the Sanhedrin, or they would declare a leap year again through a Beis Din or through a Sanhedrin. However, when Reb Hillel HaNasi foresaw that Klal Yisrael was destined to go into Galus and dispersed, at that point he calculated and pre-programmed all future Rosh Chodashim and leap years until the coming of the Mashiach, since he knew that we wouldn't be authorized to declare Rosh Chodesh and leap years. This, of course, became the basis of the calendar that we now use today. The procedure of Ibur Shana, Lechatchila, should only happen in Yehuda, not in Galil. And this process should only happen by day. Kiddush HaChodesh also must be by day, as we see the Pasuk says, Tiku b'chodesh shayfer, b'kesa l'yoyim chagenu, ki chayk l'Yisrael hu. Daf Yud Beis. We don't create a leap year if it is a year of famine, because that will extend the Isur Chodesh, and people are now desperate for food. We also don't announce a leap year before Rosh Hashanah, otherwise by the time Adar comes, people will forget. The Gemara says we don't make a leap year in the year of Shemitah, since it adds extra time to the Isur. A popular year to have a leap year was the year before Shvius, to give people an extra month to prepare for Shemitah. However, if Rav of Klal Yisrael is Tameh, we don't add an extra month to allow Tahara for Korban Pesach, since if Rav are Tameh, they can bring the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says we do add an extra month. The Gemara says that tzitz, which is the headband of gold worn by the Kohen Gadol, the tzitz is meratzah for the isur of tumas kachim, whether or not the tzitz is on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol or not. Rabbi Yehuda says it's only meratzah if he's actually wearing it. Adar is the only month that can be made into an extra month, not Nisan. In fact, you can't make an extra month on Yom Lamed of Adar, since that day is a Suffolk Nisan. Finally, the minig is that Shayalin v'darshin v'hilchas ha-Pesach shleishim yayim kaidam ha-chag, i.e. beginning from Purim, you begin learning the halachas of Pesach. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, you begin learning the halachas of Pesach 2 weeks before Pesach. Daf Yud Gimel. Rav Yehuda says we can only have a leap year if the Tkufas Tammuz is missing at least 16 days of Tkufas Tishrei. Rav Yaisi says, only if Tkufas Tammuz is missing 21 days. If the Tkufas Teves is missing 16 days, then we add an extra month. Rav Shmuel says, from the Pasuk of Shamar Eschedesh Ha'aviv in Devarim Tesayin, the specific halacha that ties together the Tkufas with Pesach, so it must fall out in the spring season, is learned from this Pasuk. The Gemara says, Smicha is when you put your hands on the head of the par. Rav Yochanan says, Smichas Zekenim isn't referring to this, but rather to the fact that a Gadol B'Yisrael passes down Smichas Rabbanim to his Talmud. To this you need 3 Dayanim, and it's called Smicha since you give over your endorsement that he can paskin different shilas. Moshe Rabbeinu gave this, for example, over to Yeshua, who then passed it on through the generations. Daf Yud Dalet. There was a maaseh that the government made a gzeira that anyone who gives smicha, or any city which is used for smicha, would be destroyed. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava saved the notion, he saved the whole notion of smicha, by establishing a makam smicha between 2 high mountains and 2 cities, Usha and Shafran. Here they gave smicha to 5 people, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yaisi, and Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua. Tosfos explains that the reason smicha would have been abolished if not for Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is because evidently smicha can only be conferred by one who himself has smicha, and is therefore very important that the unbroken chain of smicha, which dates back, as we mentioned before, to Moshe Rabbeinu, which then went to Yeshua, continues without any break. Inasmuch as smicha can only be given in Eretz Yisrael, once Klal Yisrael went into Golus, the chain was broken, and smicha today no longer exists. Even though many of the Yidden eventually returned to Eretz Yisrael, nevertheless, since today no one has ever received smicha, no one can give smicha either.